Well, I mean, he came in with a lot of talent and a lot of things taught by his mother and father, and a lot of God-given ability. He's one of the top players in the league, which is no surprise. Does so many things extremely well, and you know, there's going to be quite a bit of reunion this week, with some of the guys that played at Stanford and that we know well. Not necessarily a good thing.
Well, how often do you talk to them?
Because they're good.
how often have you, in the last couple of seasons, have you talked to
Andrew
in this last year?
I don't know exactly how many times, but...
You stay in touch?
Yeah, we've stayed in touch.
He said today, Jim, that you're a big reason why he is where he is and playing for the Stanford program, being part of that turnaround. Do you feel the same way that where you are today, he had a nice hand in that?
Well, that's very generous of him to say. And there's no question that the association with Andrew, feel like we all drew the long straw with his contributions to Stanford University, not only the football team, but everybody that he came in contact with.
How do you confuse him on the football field?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and a good one. The answer isn't a real good one, because there's not a lot that confuses him or rattles him or that he doesn't handle well. He's just that kind of a player.
Do you buy that? And did you guys ever think about that or tinker with that at Stanford?
We did do it, and no, I don't buy that he doesn't have the athleticism. He's lack of a better term, freakishly good athlete. And he's a lot faster than you think he is. And he's really fast. Stronger than he looks, but then you see the evidence on the tape, where guys are hitting him pretty solid, pretty hard, and he's able to just flinch it off, kind of Roethlisberger-like. Throws with a lot of velocity, even though it's a throwing motion that's pretty smooth. Ball comes out a lot faster than you think it does, and with a lot more velocity than you think. Just very, very, very blessed athletically.
Does Eric Reed continue to make good progress from what you told us Monday?
Yeah, there's been it's been good, no setbacks, and pretty much what he said after the game, that he felt good, felt clear without any symptoms, and that's remained the case.
Jim, you mentioned his ability to absorb hits, and he's taken quite a few sacks in his 1+ seasons. Did you see that toughness, at Stanford as well?
Yeah. There's never any sign that it does affect him. He can get hit hard, he'll pop back up or kind of pat somebody on the shoulder or the helmet and say, nice hit. And, he's got the ability to extend plays, and saw the game-winning touchdown against Oakland in the opener. Over and over, examples of, his ability to extend plays with his feet and also with his strength, very much like Roethlisberger does.
His rookie year, it's tough enough to come into the NFL as a rookie, but to also lose your head coach for the season 3 games in. Did you talk to him at all last season about that, just as a support, a friend? Did you guys agree to touch at all during that time?
No, just a few texts, congratulations here and there and that type of thing. But he's a guy that doesn't need a lot of advice.
But that's just an unusual circumstance.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I think everybody in there entire organization handled it, it was commendable.
Was he that mature from the get-go at Stanford? Did you see that from the moment you met him, that level of maturity?
I did.
What were the signs of that that you can point to this many years later?
Of his level of maturity?
Just what your first impressions of him?
Plus, A++. Similar to Colin, with their enthusiasm, their how they interact with their teammates and coaches and really everybody that they come in contact with. They're real gentlemen, both of those two young men. And that's was my first impression when I met Colin, was how much like Andrew he was from a personality standpoint.
Do you recall after that Manny camp, talking to Andrew about Colin?
Mm-hmm.
What was said? What did you say? Had you heard of Colin Kaepernick before that?
Yeah, I'd heard of him. When Andrew came back from the academy, just asked him what quarterbacks stood out to him, who was good. Then I asked him, who he got along with, he lit up talking about Colin was the first name out of his mouth. So, I thought that spoke volumes. And then when I met Colin in person, I could see why. I could see the similarities in the two.
Well, why would you ask him? Just curiosity?
I was just interested. Yeah, just making conversation. Backup fullback to Bruce Miller, and then a special teams role, probably in a backup position at first. But we'll see where it develops.
Why not comfortable replace, why not sign a nose tackle and replace the nose tackle?
We feel confident with Tony Gerard Eddy, somebody that's worked extremely hard. I'm going on 2 years now, and feel like it's his time to step up. And he's the next man up, and deserves that opportunity. And we feel good about it too.
Going back to Bruce Miller, how much more comfortable is he, and what strides have you seen from him? A couple of years into this.
Plus across the board. Just someone that has a very special place in my heart, and with the team as well. He's always about being a disciple of the team and what helps the team win. Great team player.
That's a place in your heart.
He's a football player.
Does that
yeah.
Also go to him, making the switch and taking that challenge on.
One of the real neat stories on our team that, he made that switch coming out of college and, couldn't be more pleased with Bruce.
Jimmy, it's been well documented. You were a big fan of Owens in college.
Sure he has a special place in my heart, too. Yeah, he does.
For whatever reason, it didn't seem to work out with Cleveland. Do you think this could be just, a change of scenery, being back with some familiar faces, could get things headed in the right direction again for him?
It certainly could, hopeful for Owen and us that's the case.
You think he'll have a two-way ability similar to how DeMarcus Dobbs in the past have been?
I don't anticipate that right now, no.
Jim, will Vernon get the chance to go out there against his brother? There's a lot about that matchup, too, get them getting on the same field together. Is his leg going to allow that?
We'll see. It'll be day-to-day.
Can you imagine that there's that side story to this reunion you were talking about?
Yeah, that would be wonderful for the two of them. Have they ever played against each other before?
No.
Any advice having gone against your brother that you'll offer to Brendan?
No. Not really that I can think of right now. Everybody's got their their role, their job, and you go out and fulfill that to the best of your God-given ability.
A couple more. Kobe Fleener looks like he's going to get more action in that offense. Was he in the conversation in 2012 when you guys were thinking about who to draft?
Yes, of course.
What is he good at? What can he bring to that offense?
I mean, I saw last week the contributions that he makes. He's got, real good ability to go downfield and stretch defenses, post, corner, big catch radius, good speed, and strong. He's tough. He's a very versatile player.
Jim, do you have more ticket requests this week from your buddies at Stanford, Coach Shaw or his staff? Do you expect a lot of those guys to be at this one?
It could be. Andrew Phillips had texted me, and I think they got something brewing where quite a few of the fellows that played with Andrew and Griff and Delano and Kobe are kind of orchestrating something to be at the game.
Jim, how come you hired that?
I was just very impressed with his resume and interview, and he did not disappoint. He did a fabulous job.
Jim,